Hello there. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices, a show about all of the kinds of choices that we make in our lives and how to make better choices so that we can make our lives better. Thank you for joining me today as we talk about making the choice to be happy. Because, after all, happiness is a choice, isn't it? I mean, I think we all know people that have difficult lives, and yet they are happy. And then we know other people who seem to have everything that life can offer them, and they're still miserable. So it sort of speaks to the fact that happiness really is a choice. I heard a quote not too long ago, I think the lady's name, I can never pronounce her name right, Christine Ariello, A-R-Y-L-O. The quote was this: be nice to yourself. It's hard to be happy when someone is mean to you all the time. Listen to that again. Be nice to yourself. It's hard to be happy when someone is mean to you all the time. Think about that. If we are mean to ourselves all the time, it's hard to be happy. Happy people make themselves happy. They have goals and dreams, desires, wants, and needs, but they develop an attitude of happy, and this is done through their self-talk. How do they talk to themselves? They talk nice to themselves. They choose to deliberately and consciously talk to themselves in a positive manner. And that's what Christine is saying in her quote, be nice to yourself. It's hard to be happy when someone is mean to you all the time. When we talk to ourselves in a positive manner, we're taking steps toward everything we desire in life. We're taking steps toward successful relationships, financial freedom, material possessions, happiness, and self-confidence. So how do you do that? How do you actually constantly talk to yourself or consistently talk to yourself in a positive manner? Well, sit down with a pencil and paper and write down one bad habit that you have. Maybe that habit is telling yourself that you're stupid, or maybe it's gossiping about other people or being judgmental. And write out what you're going to do to stop this behavior. That's right. You must consciously decide to do or say something else instead. See, we don't really give up bad habits. We replace the negative actions with positive ones. We replace the negative habits with positive ones. And if you hear a little voice talking negatively inside your head, you just need to say to yourself, and say it out loud, stop. And then replace that thought with something good about yourself or the other person. Now, I'm not saying that I don't sometimes have that bad habit myself of being judgmental or thinking something rude about someone else or the way they're dressed. Especially, I have a problem with the way people dress and the way people act, their manners. But we need to learn to say stop. I have to say to myself, stop. Perhaps this person's manners aren't all-time best. They really are a good person. They really do things right. They really do try to be the best they can be, and perhaps they just weren't taught. So sometimes I just have to do that too. Stop, and then replace that thought with something good about yourself or good about that person you're thinking something negative about. But we're all human. Yes, we are. We all say and do things from time to time that we're not proud of. We all make mistakes. We all fall down occasionally. We must pick ourselves back up and talk as kindly to ourselves as we would to someone else in the same circumstance, and then continue on. It's important to write down any concerns that you have and want to deal with, and then identify the change, the outcome, or the results that you would like. Let's say one concern you have might be a lack of confidence. The result you want is to feel strong, to feel courageous, and to feel confident. So now you write down a positive affirmation for each of your concerns. For example, if lack of confidence is the concern, then instead of writing what you may be feeling like, I am nervous or I'm afraid, write, I am a confident person. Write it on a 3x5 index card. See, I am a confident person is an affirmation. It's what you'd like to believe about yourself. And it's very important for us to stay focused on what we want to believe that we can be instead of what we think we are right now. So write that statement, I am a confident person, on a 3x5 index card, and then read your statement aloud each day for a minimum of 21 days. If your mind starts to resist, if your mind argues, once again, tell it to stop. Stop. Or you can even say to your mind, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. And then repeat the affirming statement again. You may want to write your affirming statement on more than one index card. I write them on 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 different index cards, and I place them where I can see them. So you may want to put one on your bathroom mirror, on your refrigerator door, on the visor in your car, next to your telephone. Put one in your wallet where you have your money, so each time you pull out money, you see that statement, I'm a confident person. This way, you're going to see that statement often, and you're going to remember to read it regularly, and you're going to be sure to continue practicing until your mind has actually accepted that the statement is true, and you have achieved your desired result. Be sure your statement is positive. Be sure it's affirming. Be sure it's written in the present tense. Let me give you an idea. Here's one you might like to copy onto a 3x5 card. I am free of limitation and negativity. My life is filled with endless possibilities. I face each new challenge with positive energy and enthusiasm, knowing I am capable of creating my own success. I am happy. You could actually write those on 4 different cards if you wanted. I am free of limitation and negativity. My life is filled with endless possibilities. I face each new challenge with positive energy and enthusiasm, knowing I am capable of creating my own success. I am happy. Those are affirmations. Those are things you would like to believe about yourself. So you write them down and you repeat them regularly until your mind starts to accept it and you start believing. See, happy people talk to themselves in a positive way, and they also talk to other people in a positive way. When people ask them, how are you doing today? How are you? You say, wonderful, marvelous, or terrific. Then you show interest in other people by replying, and how are you? And how are you? And then listen to the other person's answer. When you ask unhappy people how they are, they usually say things like, better than nothing, not bad, or okay. These are almost always in a tone of voice that, as you know, things really aren't so good with them. When I lived in Africa, my business partner and I were talking about how different people are negative versus positive, and I said, well, you know, when you're in America, you're going to run across people that when you say, how are you, they're going to say, not bad, or better than nothing. And about 6 months after we got to America, we were doing some work down in Arizona, and we were working with a group of people who were like excavators, or they were, for some reason, they were digging in the earth trying to find things. And we were in the main building in the morning, and we walked through, and my business partner said to one of the people, how are you? And the lady said, better than nothing. And my business partner stopped right there, and she just yelled, they do it, they do it, they really do do it, they do what you said. And she was just in shock. I mean, poor lady was kind of in shock that my business partner was standing there yelling, they do it, they do it. But it was kind of funny to me, because I guess she didn't really believe me when I said that people do behave that way. But people do. You ask unhappy people how they are, and they have something negative to say. Or they'll say something smart-aleck, like, you say, what are you up to? 6'2". And you're just trying to be friendly and nice, and they're just being grumpy and smart-alecky. So you don't want to be one of those people. You don't want to be one of those people. My mother always said, if you don't know something good to say about someone else, keep your mouth shut. And it's the same thing about yourself. If you don't know something good to say about yourself, keep your mouth shut. I believe that's very good advice. I learned that speaking badly about others adds negativity into my own life. when I say something rude about someone else, I'm hearing it. I'm putting the negativity right into my own existence. And negativity pulls us down, and negativity contributes to our unhappiness. In addition, whenever you say bad things about other people, it reflects poorly on you. In many cases, it makes other people want to stay away from you and your negativity, because all you do is talk about other people and gossip, and most of us don't want to be around someone who gossips. Recently, a lady came up to me at an event, and she said, "I know you don't like gossip, but," and then she proceeded to tell me her gossip. Now, why would someone deliberately do something that she knows the other person doesn't like? This woman is one of the most negative, unhappy, nasty people I know, and she is recreating her unhappiness daily. She drives people away, and then she attempts to justify the fact that people don't like her. She's just caught up in this negative, unhappy spiral and needs to tell herself to stop. And then do some serious, positive self-programming. Is it possible for someone like this to turn around? Yes, it is. It's possible with commitment to improvement that they can turn around. But you see, she doesn't have a desire to turn around. She is comfortable. I think the word is comfortable in her unhappiness. She's comfortable being a miserable person. And she wouldn't be comfortable if she had to step out of that miserable comfort zone and be something else. Because then people might like her. And oh my goodness, what would she do? I believe she has a lot of good qualities. But I know at least 10 people who tell me that they just don't want to be around her because she constantly gossips. And she says to everyone, "I love gossip." And she talks about people something terrible. See, if you see someone doing something well, or they look good, or they're being kind to someone else, for goodness sakes, instead of saying something nasty about that, compliment the person. Compliment him or her. Many people have told me that they don't have time to compliment other people. What? You don't have time to compliment others? Or perhaps they're just afraid the other person may think they're strange. If that's true, that they don't have time to compliment someone else, why is it that they have time to find fault? Why is it that they can complain about other people? Why can they complain about themselves and their circumstances? If they don't have time to look for something good, they certainly should give up the having time for something nasty. And why would you care if someone thinks you're strange? Especially if you're strange in a good way. Especially if you're complimenting people. Especially if you have something positive to say. When people are rewarded for their behavior, they repeat that behavior. Remember, behavior rewarded is behavior repeated. I love that statement. Behavior rewarded is behavior repeated. And remember, too, that when you say something to someone else, you're hearing it as well. So by saying positive things, you're raising your own ratio of negatives to positives. Every time you say something positive to someone else or about someone else, you are hearing it too. You are upping your numbers. And it only takes a few seconds to say, "You do your job very well," or "You look fabulous in that color." You'll be amazed at how good you'll feel after you pay a compliment to someone else. Remember, too, to pay compliments to yourself when you've done something well or something you're proud of. Remind yourself of the successes you've had, big or small, the obstacles you've overcome, and the love that you've shared with other people. And think about the strengths and characteristics that make you who you are. Get out your goal achievement journal and review your list of accomplishments. Look over what you've done and how proud you can be of yourself. Review your list of blessings, your list of miracles, things that happen in your life that really are little miracles every day. This act of actually reviewing your accomplishments, blessings, and miracles, this will push the negativity out of your mind and keeps you focused on the things and the people and the events that make you happy. And that's what you want to do. There's an old saying that I love so much. It goes like this. Little people talk about other people. Average people talk about things. Great people talk about ideas and possibilities. Happy people spend their time on ideas and possibilities. Make the choice to be happy. You're going to be so glad that you did. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. And today, we are talking about making the choice to be happy. Making the choice to be happy. Excuse me. Listeners, I want you to be happy. I want you to listen to my show and to hear the things that you want to hear about. So do me a favor, please, and write me a note at judy@judymario.com. I spell my name with an I because my real name is Judith and we cut off the TH, so it's judy@judymario.com. That's judy@judymario.com. Write me a note and let me know the types of things that you would like to hear about. I love your input. I so appreciate those of you who do write me a little note every now and then and say, here's what I'd like to know, here's what I'd like to hear about, here's the question I have. So please, please, please write to me and let me know what you would like. And if you would like to continue receiving information which will help you have more happiness in your life, help you elevate your self-esteem, just go to my website, judymario.com, and sign up for my free monthly newsletter. And you'll also receive a free download of my audio recording, Realize Who You Are. Realize who you are, because you are more than enough. And while you're there, click on the link to receive a subscription to our Choices magazine, because Choices magazine has articles by your favorite self-esteem authors. We have some fabulous writers that write for Choices magazine, and it is so important for you to keep your self-esteem up if you're going to stay happy. Keep yourself confident up. So you work on that every single day. Judy Mario at It's judy@judymario.com, judymario.com. So go on over there and get your free copies of our newsletter and our magazine. Today we are talking about happiness, making the choice to be happy. And we've said we can't teach other people to be happy. We can't make people happy. We can't force people to be happy. We can't even create happiness by giving them material things. And we certainly can't make another person happy by giving up things in our own lives. You know, in the process of attempting to make other people happy, we deny ourselves the infinite joys of life. It simply is not possible for one person to make another person happy. And one of the reasons that people can be unhappy is that they view the work they've chosen as a nasty situation they must endure from day to day because they have to make a living or they need the insurance. We should never work at a job we don't love. Dolly Parton said it best when she said, "Find the work you love and you will never work a day in your life." Wow. This has really been true for me. All of my life I've had the advantage of doing things that I really love. From at 24 years old, I opened my own finishing school and modeling agency and did that for 17 years. Then I had a national TV show, and then I ran off to Africa, and I worked in Africa for several years. I worked as a group promotions manager for a major media group over there in South Africa. And I've just been so fortunate to have jobs that I really, really love. And now my life is even better than ever. I love doing this radio show. I love talking to you on a daily basis. And I love being a public speaker and going out and meeting new groups of people and talking with them and teaching them some of the things I know. Because, you know, as we grow older, and I'm getting there, we've learned a lot of lessons in life. And I love to share those with younger people and with people who don't have the same experiences that I have. And it's so exciting to see people use the material, to see people read the magazine, to see people get the newsletter and write me notes and say, this made a difference in my life. That makes me happy. I think whenever we can make someone else feel good about who they are, it's going to make us happy. whenever we can give them suggestions or ideas about how to make their lives better, how to make better choices. See, many of us have to work hard. Yes, I've worked hard all my life, and I'm sure you work hard too. But work hard, but enjoy every minute of it. And if you don't enjoy the work or career you've chosen, then either re-educate yourself and travel in a new direction toward your dream, or make the choice to like something about what it is you do. I've had jobs I didn't like, but I sure liked getting the paycheck. I sure liked some of the people I worked with. I sure liked my bosses. So find something about that job that you like that can make you feel good about going there. It's just a matter of attitude. And you're the one that's in charge of your attitude. No one else is. You are in charge of your attitude. So you are responsible for your own happiness. There are negative things which cause people stress and unhappiness. Well, one of those is other people. People who voice their negative opinions around us. They're actually dumping negativity into our environment. And you know, negativity is like a virus. It's catching. It's hard to keep our emotional immune system working at optimum capacity when we're around people who are addicted to negativity. And let me tell you this, other people don't have the right to spoil your day. So don't give them that power. Be careful who you allow to be in your life. Surround yourself with people who have positive attitudes and who look for what is right with the world. You don't need to be around people who are always looking for what's wrong. So don't buy into that negativity. Don't catch that virus that they're spreading. Take care of yourself. Take care of your body. Take care of your health. Take care of your mental attitude. You know, it's hard to be happy and cheerful when you don't feel good, when you're sick. Learn and practice healthy eating habits. Concentrate on eating foods which supply your body with vitamins and minerals you need to elevate your energy levels. And drink water. You know, your body is made up of water, lots and lots of water, and you need to replenish that water regularly. So drink water if you're going to be healthy, if you're going to stay well. And don't tell me coffee's just as good or orange juice is good. It's not. It's okay, but you also need to drink your water. If you don't believe me, try washing your clothes in your coffee, or try washing your clothes in your orange juice, and see the difference in washing them that way or washing them in water. And that's the difference of what it does inside of your body. So stay away from medications and drugs that have negative side effects. And don't depend on the medical profession to fix you. Be proactive and avoid the necessity of being fixed. Take responsibility for your own health and do everything you can to get healthy and stay that way. When we are healthy, we are more apt to be happy than when we're sick. It's very hard to be happy when you're sick. So that means, too, that you need to get out there and do some exercise. Get out there in nature, in the outdoors, because getting into nature is going to make a lot of difference in how you feel. It also it releases endorphins from your brain when you exercise. And endorphins are the brain's feel-good neurotransmitters. The more you exercise, the better you're going to feel, because the release of these endorphins will help to reduce your stress levels. And when you reduce your stress levels, it's going to make you feel happier. See, it's really the little things in life that make us happy. It really is. It's seeing a rainbow or seeing the stars on a dark night. Walking around the block and seeing the first flowers of spring coming in. Riding your bicycle and getting that exercise and getting some endorphins released. It's watching little children at play or watching little animals that are loyal and innocent and they're just full of energy. We need to learn to notice the little things around us, to appreciate the little things around us, to say thank you for the little things and the little experiences that we encounter. We need to compliment people when we notice something about them that we like or enjoy. And when things don't go as we thought they would, especially things that we can't do anything about or we have no control over, you're going to have to just learn to say, oh well, and concentrate your efforts on something over which you have some control. There are so many positive things we can do to create happiness in our lives. You can go someplace that you like to be. You can take yourself to a nice restaurant. You can buy yourself something that you've wanted for a while. You can listen to a song you really like. You can read self-help books. You can listen to CDs or MP3s. You can say affirmations. There are just so many things that you can do to make yourself happy. So don't sit around grumping and being uncomfortable and being unhappy. I know some people that do that. I know a lady that just sits in the same chair day after day reading romance novels, wishing that that had happened in her life, wishing that she had had a different kind of life, wishing that she had had more money, that she had had better things, that she had had better health. But the truth is, she didn't do anything to help herself. She just sat there in that chair being miserable and burying herself in those romance novels. Don't do that. Don't do that. Take responsibility for your own happiness. Do something for yourself. What does it take to be happy? Not much. It just takes the conscious decision to stop waiting for something to happen before you can be happy. You know, the United States currently rates 17th happiest country out of 156 countries around the world. 17th happiest country out of 156 countries around the world. Well, I guess that's pretty good. But you would think, for those of us who live in the United States, we'd be the happiest people of all because we live in one of the best countries in the world. We have all the luxuries. I lived in Africa for a while, and let me tell you what, we have a luxurious, wonderful life in this country, even if you don't have a lot of money, even if you don't drive a brand new car, even if you don't live in the biggest home around. We still live better than 95% of the world. And so why should we be 17th happiest? We should be right up there at the top. That's where we should be. So start writing down some things that you're grateful for. That'll help you. Each day, choose three new reasons that you're happy. Choose three new reasons each morning. Write down, here's three things I'm grateful for. Do you know if you do that in 21 days, you will have identified 63 reasons to be thankful and to be happy? And that feeling of happiness will increase. It will increase as you write them down day after day. And it will also increase your level of optimism. As you identify the reasons to be grateful, your brain is reprogramming itself to look for even more reasons to be grateful. And this will begin to increase your level of optimism. So it is so important for you to practice these steps regularly. And believe me, happiness is worth the effort. And every night when you lay your head on your pillow, say thank you for at least two things in your life that have happened that day. Say thank you for those things for which you are grateful. Say thank you. And on the sometimes difficult nights when you're laying there thinking about all the things you didn't get done, you still need to do, you could have said, you shouldn't have said, you don't have, and you wish you were, concentrate on just two people, traits or things that happened for which you are truly grateful. This is Judy Mario. Thank you for joining me today. This is Choices, a show about how to make the right choices in our lives, how to make the choices that make our lives better every single day. And you can do it. You can make the right choices because you are more than enough.